Welcome to your Gatorade post-game report. As the Dragons get a 63-48 win over Minnesota Crookston here today, we're joined in lieu of your post-game coach's comments, brought to you by Valley Imports and Valley Pre-Owned. We're joined by senior forward Taryn Johnson. And Terry, obviously a great win and a great way to start the 2026 calendar year, but obviously another personal milestone for you, passing that 900-point mark. But what was the key in today's victory, getting a win here in Crookston?
Honestly, we always focus on defense because that kind of sets up our offense. And then also just playing good team basketball, which I think we did. You know, we saw each other on the floor well. We knew Crookston was going to guard us a little differently than last time, so just adjusting to that.
I really like the work you guys did on the boards. I mean, it looks closer than it felt like. A 38-33 rebounding advantage for you guys tonight. But was that an emphasis coming into tonight's game that you needed to go out and win the rebounding battle?
Yes, I think it's our emphasis every game because Coach Nelson really emphasizes like doing the little things because that's what sets teams apart. And, you know, defense and rebounding is something that takes effort, not talent. So that's something we focus on every single game.
When you guys, I mean, a lot of times, a lot of teams in this league, they play a lot of man-to-man defense, right? And this team here today, 1-2-2 zone, it's tough for them to get you the ball down low because they're really collapsing in on you. So when you look at an offensive game plan against a team that wants to play zone, is that kind of up to your guards to really kind of knock down some shots then, as compared to just trying to feed it to you, down in the post because they're really denying that entry pass?
Yep, that's definitely a big part of it, and our guards showed up. That was awesome. Love to see, like, Aubrey coming in, hitting some, Ashton, Addy. So I was super cool. That definitely opens things up for me, and, you know, even though they try to take me away, I have guards that can get me the ball too, so that's pretty cool to play with.
Defensively overall, you held them to 8 of 33 shooting in the second half, 2 of 11 from 3. They only scored 22 second half points. I know there's always minor adjustments made, but what changed in the second half from your perspective, or was it just more of the same, you just were a little bit more successful in what you were doing?
I think we got comfortable that first half, so we were able to be more aggressive the second half. So we kind of got the hang of like what their offense was, what they're looking for, so that we were able to anticipate more and jump those like passing lanes and just pressure the ball more and be there for each other.
It's the first time in nearly 7 weeks that you had Abby Berge on the court. I know she was limited out there. You could tell she's working back into game shape. She's still trying to, you know, trust that ankle. But how great was it to get her back out there, get her to score a point, see the ball go through the cylinder, and bring back one of your leaders?
It was awesome. Like you said, she's a great leader on the court, so it was good to have her back for that. But she does so much for us, too, like on the boards, defensively. So as she gets healthier and more comfortable, I think she'll be a great asset as she was before. So.
Awesome. Well, Taryn, 18 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double for you. It's just another day at the office. Your ladies are now on a three-game winning streak as well. You open up the 2026 calendar year with a win. Congratulations to that. Thanks for joining us, and we're looking forward to watching you back on the court next week.
Thank you.